Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your WAMC Sports Report, I'm Jesse King. In the first round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, the Hurricanes topped the Capitals in Game 6, 5-2. The win forces a seventh game in the series tomorrow when the Hurricanes go to Washington. So far, the home team has won each game of the series. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees defeated the Angels over 14 innings, 4-3. The Mets took down the Phillies, 5-1. And the Rockies downed the Nationals, 7-5. The Red Sox and Tigers were rained out at Fenway Park, creating a day-night doubleheader today, starting at about 1 p.m. In MLB news, Mets ace Jacob DeGrom remains on track to start Friday night against Milwaukee after an MRI on his right elbow showed no damage. The reigning National League Cy Young Award winner threw a 30-pitch bullpen session yesterday after reporting soreness and landing on the injured list while in St. Louis. And Gio Gonzalez has been released from his minor league contract with the Yankees at his request. He exercised his right Saturday to ask the Yankees to put him on the big league roster or release him within 48 hours. In NFL news, nearly three dozen men and women have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Florida authorities, alleging they unlawfully videotaped them as they received legal massages at a parlor where Patriots owner Robert Kraft allegedly paid for sex. The lawsuit alleges that prosecutors and the Jupiter Police Department violated their rights to privacy when they were videotaped receiving massages in January at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. In other news, the National Museum of Racing in Saratoga Springs, New York, announced its 2019 Hall of Fame inductees yesterday. The 16 inductees include race mares like Royal Delta and jockey Craig Perrett. The class will be inducted in a ceremony on August 2nd. I'm Jesse King.